I used to just go with whatever meat looked good or was on sale at the grocery store. But now that I've experienced the exceptional quality, flavor, and convenience that you can get from Omaha Steaks, I'm never going back. They can build a custom food plan based on your schedule, which means less food waste and stocking up on high-quality proteins to always have on hand. With Omaha Steaks in your freezer, you're always just minutes away from a quality dinner, whether it's Taco Tuesday or a weekend feast. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code YUM. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code YUM at checkout for $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply.
Have you ever noticed how two people can go through the exact same problem and still react in completely different ways? While one stays calm, the other falls apart and slips into anxiety. Many people believe that inner peace depends on what happens outside of them, that they'll only be able to feel calm when everything gets better, when others change, or when they finally have more control over what's going on. But that idea is one of the mind's biggest traps because true calm isn't born from circumstances. It's born from the way you choose to respond. You can't stop the chaos of the world, but you can become someone who doesn't get dragged down by it. And that's exactly what Stoicism teaches. Focus your energy on what is actually within your control. In this episode, you're going to discover how to develop a state of presence and rational clarity, even when everything feels messy or out of place. These are simple practices, but they have enormous power to transform your days and give you back something you should never have lost: your clarity and your peace. And everything begins with a decision. So write in the comments, "Today I choose calm. I am stoic," because when your mind finds clarity, even problems lose their power. Before we start, I just want to ask you for two things. Leave a like and subscribe to the channel. Now, let's begin. Number 1. The difference between acting with clarity and reacting on impulse. Many of the worst decisions you've made happened in moments when you weren't truly in control. Anger destroyed something it took you years to build. Fear made you let opportunities pass that may never come back. Anxiety put words in your mouth before reason had time to show up. And what's most serious is that many times you don't even realize you're reacting. The impulse arrives like an automatic reflex. And when awareness finally wakes up, it's already too late. The damage is done, the disaster has already happened, and you're left standing there trying to understand why you lost control once again. This happens because most of the time, we are not the protagonists of our actions, but prisoners of our emotions. It's as if two versions of you coexist inside: one that observes, analyzes, and understands, and another that explodes, attacks, and reacts without thinking. When you live on autopilot, it's that second part that takes control. But there is a breaking point. There is a small decision, but one that is deeply powerful, that can change everything. Pausing, stopping, and breathing. Regaining control right at the moment when the world is trying to push you toward chaos. Because acting with clarity is not just a virtue, it's also a form of protection. Imagine a ship in the middle of a storm. The sea is raging. The winds strike with force. The waves threaten to overturn the vessel. An inexperienced captain panics and tries to react to every movement of the sea. A wise captain, on the other hand, stays steady at the helm. He knows he cannot control the ocean, but he can govern himself. You need to learn the same thing. Life's storms are not going to disappear, but you can become the kind of person who moves through the waves with stability and firmness. And it all begins when you choose to act with lucidity, even when everything pushes you to react on impulse. Epictetus expressed this clearly when he said, "It's not events that disturb us, but the meaning we give them." That means the real problem is not what happens, but what you allow it to mean. A poorly chosen word can turn into a war, or remain just a bit of noise that you decide not to amplify. An offense can lead to revenge, or to conscious silence. A frustration can be the beginning of a collapse or the start of something new. Everything depends on the mind you are training. That is the true power, choosing. And every time you choose to act with awareness, you move a little closer to the person you want to become. Because in the end, emotional control is not about closing yourself off from life, but about opening a space where your awareness decides, not your impulse. Leave this here in the comments. Today I choose first to affirm your commitment to that change. Number 2. Master your body and your mind. Have you noticed that even before you say a single word, your body is already speaking for you? The way you walk, breathe, and position yourself in the world reveals far more about your inner strength than any perfectly crafted speech ever could. Think about the last time you felt insecure or overwhelmed. What was your posture like? Slouched shoulders, eyes cast downward, shallow and irregular breathing. Now imagine someone you admire, someone who radiates confidence and calm. How does that person move? How do they hold themselves in space? Neuroscience has shown that posture doesn't just reflect your mental state, it actively shapes it. Amy Cuddy, a researcher at Harvard University, explained that adopting a power posture for just 2 minutes can reduce cortisol, the hormone associated with stress, and increase testosterone, which is linked to self-confidence. That means the way you position your body can literally change how you feel and how you think. Now imagine the strength of standing firm, head held high, even while moving through moments of uncertainty. Choosing to straighten up, lift your gaze, and tell yourself, "I am stronger than this." This isn't just a body language trick, it's a commitment to the person you want to become. You may feel fear on the inside, but you remain steady, breathing calmly, like someone who governs their own mind. When you adopt a posture of strength, your brain receives that signal and responds with greater mental clarity. You don't just look confident, you begin to truly feel it. Instead of letting anxiety consume you, you take control of the situation. And here is a simple but very powerful exercise to put this into practice. Over the next 7 days, every time you feel doubt or insecurity, adjust your posture, straighten your shoulders, lift your chin, and take a deep breath. Do this before an important meeting, before a difficult conversation, or even right after you wake up in the morning. Observe how your mind responds. Marcus Aurelius, the philosopher emperor, once said, "When you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning, remind yourself, I have been awakened to do the work of a human being." Because this posture isn't only about how others see you, it's about how you see yourself and who you are choosing to be. Every time you rise with presence and purpose, you reaffirm your own worth. Because true strength doesn't come from shouting louder, but from remaining calm and rational, while the world around you shakes. Number 3, the serenity of an emperor. Imagine yourself in the middle of a war, the sky covered in smoke, the ground trembling beneath the steps of thousands of soldiers, and every pair of eyes fixed on you. Your heart races. Every decision can mean life or death. The fate of an entire empire rests on your choices. How do you remain calm under that kind of pressure? That was the daily reality of Marcus Aurelius. And contrary to what many believe, he was not only a powerful emperor, but an ordinary man, exposed to the same pains, doubts, and fears as any of us. His life was not easy. He ruled Rome during times marked by constant wars, devastating illnesses, and pandemics. He faced betrayals, profound losses, and challenges that would have broken many people. So the question arises, what set him apart from other leaders? Why was his name etched into history while so many others were forgotten? The answer lies in his ability to preserve serenity. Marcus Aurelius understood something that most people overlook. The true enemy is not outside us, but within us. What happens around us often lies beyond our control, but the way we choose to respond always belongs to us. The most important battle is not fought externally, but within yourself. Think about the struggles you face in your daily life. They may not be military wars, but they can be just as intense. Work stress, uncertainty about the future, the constant rise in prices, conflicts in relationships, the expectations you carry on your shoulders. In those moments, the temptation is often to surrender to panic, anger, or despair. However, Marcus Aurelius reminds us that even in the midst of chaos, it is possible to remain calm and choose a wiser response. In his Meditations, he wrote, "Life is not what happens to you, but how you react to what happens to you." In other words, peace does not come from the external world, but from the way we decide to interpret and face it. If an emperor surrounded by wars, disease, and betrayal could remain serene, why couldn't we do the same? Here are three teachings from Marcus Aurelius that you can apply to find peace in any situation in life. The first is understanding that control lies in your response, not in the circumstances. You may not be able to manage what happens around you, but you can always choose how to react. The next time you feel under pressure, instead of acting impulsively, pause for a moment, take a deep breath, and reflect. Observe your thoughts before allowing them to govern your actions. The second lesson is understanding that fear and anger are traps of the mind. For the Stoics, it is not events that disturb us, but the judgments we make about them. Anger, fear, and anxiety do not arise from situations themselves, but from the interpretation we give them. Imagine someone cutting you off in traffic. If you interpret it as a personal offense, anger arises instantly. But what happens if you consider that person might be rushing to a hospital? Your reaction changes completely. That's why Marcus Aurelius wrote, "If you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimate of it, and this you have the power to revoke at any moment." Before reacting with desperation or impulse, ask yourself, does this really deserve such an extreme response? What would Marcus Aurelius do in this situation? The key to calm lies in remembering that we do not control events, but we do control the meaning we assign to them. When we transform the judgment, we transform the emotion. The third teaching is understanding that serenity is not weakness, but strength. As Marcus Aurelius affirmed, the closer a person comes to a tranquil mind, the closer they come to true strength. To be serene means having the courage to face challenges without allowing them to dominate you. Marcus Aurelius never ran from his problems. He faced them with a steady gaze, fully aware that keeping his mind under control was his greatest advantage. You will always have a choice, to be a slave to circumstances or the owner of your peace. No matter how chaotic the storm around you may be, what truly matters is whether you choose to be carried away by it or become the firm, unshakable point at the center of the hurricane. And remember this, true strength is not found in rigid control, but in the understanding that we can adapt, face, and grow through any situation. Just as Marcus Aurelius did, you too can find that calm that depends on nothing external and never abandons you. Number 4. Turn difficulty into motivation. Life has a cruel ability to corner us. There are moments when it feels like everything is falling apart around us. The weight of the world presses down on our shoulders, and that feeling of being crushed becomes almost impossible to bear. But what if instead of seeing those moments as the end, you saw them as the beginning? What if, right in the middle of pain and uncertainty, there was an opportunity to transform yourself into someone stronger, wiser, and far better prepared? It sounds hard to believe, doesn't it? After all, how do you look at pressure, fear, and frustration, and find an opportunity in them? The answer lies in the way you choose to respond. Difficulty does not appear to destroy you. On the contrary, it arrives to shape you. In 1914, a devastating fire consumed almost all of Thomas Edison's factory, destroying years of work and research. At 67 years old, he watched his dreams turn to ashes in a single night. His son, stunned, found him watching the flames, expecting to see him completely broken. But Edison simply smiled and said, "It's all right. All our mistakes burned up. Now we can start fresh." Instead of staying stuck in regret, he gathered his team and began rebuilding the very next day. And less than a year later, Edison had already created one of his greatest achievements, the nickel iron battery. That is the difference between those who grow and those who give up. Difficulty didn't break him. It refined him, perfected him. If even one of the greatest geniuses in human history had to lose everything in order to be reborn stronger, what's stopping you from doing the same? Think about the hardest moments of your life, the times when you felt there was no way out, when you thought you had no strength left to continue. Now look back. What happened afterward? You got through it. Maybe it took time, maybe it hurt. Maybe you felt alone. But here you are. What if I told you that the most successful people in history, the ones we admire most, went through exactly the same thing? None of them had an easy path. What separates them from the rest is how they faced difficulty. They didn't run from it. They used pain as fuel and losses as lessons. Look at great athletes, entrepreneurs, and thinkers who have left a mark on the world. Many come from stories shaped by suffering, but instead of giving up, they turned every blow from life into a springboard toward something greater. True strength is not about avoiding challenges, but about knowing what to do with them. The next time an obstacle appears, ask yourself three questions. First, what can I learn from this? Instead of asking, why is this happening to me? Ask, what is this trying to teach me? Second, how can this make me stronger? Every challenge is mental training. If you are facing difficulties today, it's because you are being prepared for even greater tests. And third, what is the next step? Complaining doesn't change reality. Action does. What can you do right now to move forward? Pressure is not there to crush you. It's there to shape you. Every time you endure, you evolve. You may feel like you're falling, but in reality, you're rising. Think of it this way. For a diamond to form, it has to go through extreme pressure. Without that pressure, it would never become more than a simple piece of coal. You are being refined too. And the question that remains is this. What will you do when life puts you to the test again? Will you give in to frustration? Or will you see an opportunity to become stronger? When you learn to embrace difficulties instead of running from them, something incredible happens. You stop merely surviving and start truly growing. And when you look back, you'll understand that it was precisely the pressure that turned you into your best version. Number 5. Prepare your mind before the storm. Imagine you're on a boat in the middle of the ocean. The sky is clear, the wind blows gently, and everything seems calm. But suddenly, dark clouds appear on the horizon. The sea begins to churn, and you realize a storm is approaching. What do you do then? Do you give in to desperation? Do you cross your fingers and hope the storm disappears on its own? Or do you adjust the sails and prepare to face what's coming? Life isn't made up only of peaceful moments. An unexpected phone call, a painful loss, a problem at work. Within seconds, everything can change. And those who aren't prepared are easily swept away by chaos. But what if the key to getting through difficult moments isn't hoping everything will always be fine, but strengthening your mind to withstand the inevitable? We live in a world that promotes optimism and positivity, often in a superficial way. However, there is a powerful mental tool that can make you stronger, more resilient, and far better prepared: negative visualization. At first, this practice may seem strange. After all, who wants to think about the worst? But those who ignore the possibility of failure rarely know how to face it when it finally arrives. Great strategists, athletes, and leaders have used this technique for centuries to avoid being caught off guard. And Stoicism, a philosophy that has stood the test of time, has taught it for generations. Seneca expressed it clearly when he said, "The man who has accustomed himself to anticipate future evils robs them of their power when they arrive." By anticipating difficulties before they happen, you strengthen your mind and prepare yourself to respond with intelligence and calm, instead of becoming trapped by fear or desperation. So, how do you apply negative visualization in practice? Think about a major challenge you have ahead of you. Maybe it's a difficult conversation with someone, an important presentation at work, or a decision that could change your life. Now imagine everything that could go wrong, that you go blank halfway through a sentence, that people react negatively, that you fail to express what you truly feel. At first glance, this exercise may seem destructive, but in reality, it's deeply liberating. Because when you allow yourself to visualize those difficulties before they happen, your mind has already gone through them. You've already faced the discomfort in your thoughts, and when the real moment arrives, nothing feels as terrifying as it did before. Have you ever stopped to think about how many times you felt anxious about something that never actually happened? And how many of those worries came true? When we anticipate challenges, we stop being prisoners of fear. We start seeing solutions before the problem appears. We prepare emotionally and design strategies. The result is mental strength, clarity, and self-control. Often, what scares us most isn't the situation itself, but the fear of the unknown. And the unknown is only frightening because we never take the time to face it in advance. When you practice negative visualization, you discover something surprising. The worst isn't as terrible as it seemed. You realize you can handle rejection. You understand that a mistake doesn't define your entire life. You recognize that you can fail and still keep moving forward. Anxiety decreases and confidence grows because you've already prepared. You've already lived that experience mentally before facing it. That's where true freedom lies, in knowing that you are capable of facing anything. No one is free from challenges in this life. You can't avoid every storm, but you can choose how to move through them. So instead of wishing the sea were always calm, you learn to navigate rough waters. Anticipate the challenges in your business, your professional life, your finances, and your relationships. Face your fears before they dominate you, and above all, strengthen your mind before difficulty arrives. Because when the storm appears, you won't be knocked down. You'll be ready, and that alone is already a victory. Number 6. Breathe and respond with rationality. Have you ever been in a conversation when suddenly someone says something that hits you straight on? Maybe a sarcastic comment, an unexpected criticism, or even a direct provocation. Without realizing it, you feel the heat rising in your face. Your heart speeds up, your mind gears up to strike back, and within seconds, the response is ready, right on the tip of your tongue. But pause for a moment and think, how many times has reacting on impulse actually helped you? The reality is that under pressure, our automatic reaction is almost always driven by emotion, not reason. And that's exactly where a pause becomes your greatest ally. And that pause begins with something simple, yet extremely powerful. Breathing. When you're stressed, your body shifts into survival mode. Your breathing becomes shallow. Your brain interprets the situation as a threat, and you start to lose control. But when you take a deep breath, something changes. Your body exits that reactive state, your mind slows down, and suddenly you can see what's happening with much more clarity. It's like a captain in the middle of a storm. The sea is raging, the winds are pounding, but if he keeps his hand steady on the wheel and doesn't panic, he can guide the ship toward calmer waters. So how do you apply this in practice? The next time you feel like you're about to react impulsively, do the following. Stop. Yes. Simply stop and say nothing. Create a small space between the stimulus and your response. Then inhale deeply through your nose and count to 4 as you fill your lungs. After that, hold the air for 1 second. That brief pause gives your brain time to reorganize your thoughts. Finally, exhale slowly through your mouth and release the air calmly, as if you're letting go of all the tension you've been carrying. That cycle, although it may seem simple, reprograms your body and your mind to handle the situation more effectively. Most bad decisions don't happen because of a lack of intelligence, but because of a lack of emotional control. Under pressure, the emotional brain takes over and acts on impulse, without considering the consequences. The result? Rushed decisions that could have been avoided with just a moment of clarity. Just look at the news. Every time you see an impulsive act, you're watching someone who lost control of their emotions. And the good news is that this can be trained. You can teach your mind to pause, analyze, and respond intelligently instead of reacting without thinking. Neuroscience supports this. Studies show that when you breathe deeply, and pause before responding, your prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain responsible for logic and decision-making, regains control. That means that instead of responding with anger, fear, or anxiety, you respond in a more intelligent and strategic way. Think about the last times you reacted impulsively. Now imagine how everything might have unfolded if you had stopped for a few seconds to breathe and reflect before speaking. Life will always bring challenges, arguments, and moments of pressure. But the difference between someone who loses control and someone who remains calm lies in training. That's why you should practice this pause every day. Use it in a difficult conversation, at work, or at home. Rely on this technique to reprogram yourself. Start building the habit of thinking before acting. Ask yourself, does this really matter? What would be the best way to respond? And don't become a slave to your emotions. Emotions are valuable, but they shouldn't be the ones directing your actions. Many people confuse emotional outbursts with strength, but the truth is the opposite. Whoever loses control loses power. People who are easily irritated, who speak without thinking, or who explode under pressure aren't strong. They're vulnerable. True strength lies in the ability to control your responses. It's in the calm of someone who understands there's no need to rush. It's in the wisdom of knowing that a 5-second pause can prevent 5 years of regret. So breathe, think, and only then act. That is the key to being more rational, and ultimately, stronger. Number 7. How to stay calm and be decisive at the same time. Imagine you're competing on a cooking reality show. You have only 10 minutes to prepare a perfect dish, and the judges are watching your every move. The pressure is intense, and the other contestants are running around nonstop. You look at the ingredients and realize you have two possible paths. You can act out of desperation, throwing anything into the pan, or you can take a deep breath, focus on what matters, and cook with intelligence. Those who panic get lost in the chaos and end up presenting a dish with no identity. On the other hand, those who stay calm and make strategic decisions manage to turn pressure into momentum. Life works the same way. Every day we face unexpected challenges, high-pressure situations, and complex decisions. Most people react immediately, without thinking. But those who learn to remain calm and act at the right moment always have the advantage. That is the true secret to being calm and decisive at the same time. Calm is the foundation of every good decision. Being calm doesn't mean being slow. It means having control over your emotions so your choices are guided by reason rather than fear. Imagine your mind like that of a professional chef. While some throw in ingredients without thought, an experienced cook knows that every choice affects the final result. The same is true for your decisions. The more clarity and awareness you have, the more accurate your choice will be. And in that process, haste is the worst enemy. How many times have you made a rushed decision and later regretted it? Or how many times have you felt paralyzed, unable to choose, out of fear of making a mistake? This happens because society pushes us to react constantly. But not everything that seems urgent truly is. If you stop and observe, you'll discover that many things can wait a little longer. Think of a surgeon. They can't panic when a complication arises in the middle of an operation. They need to stay focused, assess the situation, and make the best possible decision. That is exactly the mindset we need to apply in everyday life. True confidence doesn't come from impulsiveness, but from mental clarity. To develop that clarity, you can rely on 3 simple principles. The first is to give yourself at least 3 seconds before responding or making an important decision. That small pause can make the difference between making a mistake and getting it right. The second is to question the urgency of each situation. Ask yourself, does this decision really need to be made right now, or can I give myself a bit more time to reflect? Many bad decisions are born from the rush to solve something that actually could have waited. And the third is to trust your trained intuition. Calm allows you to see patterns that haste ignores. When you train your mind to observe instead of react, your intuition grows stronger and your decisions begin to flow more naturally. Being calm and decisive is a constant practice. It's not about doubting or avoiding difficult decisions, but about having control over your actions without being dragged around by fear or uncertainty. The next time you feel pressured to decide quickly, ask yourself, am I truly listening to my intuition, or am I just reacting to stress? The answers to the biggest decisions in your life are not found in external noise, but in the clarity you cultivate within yourself. When you focus on what you can control, your decisions stop being impulsive and become conscious choices. Start declaring it and committing to this change, and you'll see how your life can transform. And if you made it this far, like, subscribe, and share this episode. Thank you for watching.